Madison Congressman Mark Pocan and Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore have sent Governor Walker a letter about a Walker campaign promise unveiled a few weeks ago. The Republican incumbent wants the state to test working-age recipients of unemployment and food stamp benefits for drugs. Representative Moore says Walker's plan raises constitutional concerns and could be costly.
Say this 1 or 2% of households that may have someone who uses drugs or prohibited substances, the cost of identifying that person would not only be a cost to the state government, but it's a cost to the whole family.
Moore says it seems Walker would try to deny benefits to other people in the same household where one person is using illegal drugs. Walker says the state wants to help people with drug problems and see them get jobs. He says that would eventually save the state money.
Because we think as we help ensure that people are able to get in the workforce, they'll be less dependent on government assistance, and they'll be prospering themselves as productive members of the workforce.
Democratic candidate for governor Mary Burke also urges Scott Walker to give more details of his drug testing plan, saying the cost is just one of the components that needs to be judged. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.